Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 18 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm Joanna DeVoe, the kooky, life-loving creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and Sad to Sexy, a four-week course that helps gently guide you off the fake, processed, food-like products of the standard American diet and into a more juicy, vibrant lifestyle, eating lots of whole foods, straight from Mother Nature. And in case I haven't reminded you enough times, let me remind you once more that the very last round of Sad to Sexy for 2013 kicks off this Saturday, and you only have four more days to sign up. So if you wanted to do that, I hope that you will go do that. Hop on over to www.sadtosexy.com, and I will see you there. I already opened up the private Facebook group, and we have the conversation flow in there. I like to do that the week before class opens up so everyone has a chance to get to know each other and ask whatever questions they have. And as far as today goes, I also just want to thank you for joining me here at the new time, which is, for those of you listening to this on replay, noon. Noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time it is for you if you're listening from somewhere else in the world, but I thank you for tuning in. And this already feels so much better to me. And I don't know why it took me so long to change the time. 9 a.m. was a pretty tight squeeze, especially once summer kicked in with my son not being in his program and all up in my business every morning. And you may remember that I would often start these shows huffing and puffing and out of breath. And that's because it was an effort to get here on time. So in what felt like maybe too big of an epiphany this morning, I just decided to change it because I can do that. And for some reason, that hadn't occurred to me before now. The magic of changing your mind. I can't even begin to tell you what a relief that was and what a relief it is in general just to give yourself a break like that sometimes, which is so not what this show is about today. I just wanted to throw that in there. I'm happy. I'm relieved. And today I wanted to talk about the secret to eternal youth, and it's probably not what you think it is. And what got me thinking about this actually was Anthony Bourdain. I just talked a bit about this in my most recent newsletter because I just bought his book, which is not a new book, it's new to me, Kitchen Confidential, and I was instantly smitten. For me, reading Kitchen Confidential was a total revelation. It was a thrill and one aha moment after the next. Anthony Bourdain is a man who is in love with food, as many of us know from watching his TV shows. But what I didn't know is that he is equally in love with words, and he can sling them, chop them, bake them, fry them up like the best of them. He is truly a word gourmet, and I love words, especially when they are strung into delicious books. So in reading that book, as it is for me with all great books, I thought, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of a serious love affair. This is the beginning of who I am, of who I really am. And all those other times that I thought that I was in love and I thought that I was at the very beginning of who I really am, no, no, I was wrong. But this is it. And I used to believe those kinds of thoughts because I was young and naive and it was all so exciting. But now I know that there are many beginnings in life and an almost infinite number of opportunities to fall in love and to feel that refreshing, life-renewing thrill. And that, my friends, that being in love with love and repeatedly turned on by new discoveries is my drug of choice, the secret elixir of life and fountain of youth. It may not make your buns tighter or your skin smoother, but it will definitely put a twinkle in your eye and a pep in your step, and other people will notice. And they will not only notice, they will benefit from it too, because love is contagious. And whether we realize it or not, we all love love. Even the people who claim not to. I don't believe those guys. And I hope you're not disappointed in finding out that the super awesome secret of eternal youth that I promised to reveal here is not of the cosmetic variety. But you've got to remember that while you may eat a perfect diet, you may do yoga and CrossFit 5 days a week, wear the chicest clothes, and have a team of plastic surgeons that rival Cher's on call, your body is still going to age and eventually die. It just is. And the sooner you can accept that, the sooner you can get to living, really living, i.e. enjoying this precious time that you have been given in this remarkable vessel. And really, age can be, if you choose for it to be, age can really be a state of mind. I like to joke that the older I get, the older old gets, but it's true. And now that I'm almost 40, September 29th, 50 seems, honestly, it just seems downright girlish to me. And maybe that's just because women are looking better and better these days. Maybe it has something to do with Botox. I don't know. Men seem more youthful to me, more athletic and active than ever. But that really could just be me getting older and old getting older as I'm getting older. Does that make sense? It makes sense in my mind. And people often say that youth is wasted on the young, but I don't think that it has to be. I've met 60-year-olds with more enthusiasm. I'm related to 60-year-olds with more enthusiasm and vitality than many teenagers, and I've met plenty of 20-somethings that feel like they're 90. And the good news is those same 20-somethings can actually grow into more youthful, vibrant beings over time. Certainly I did, and it's really just a matter of deciding to do so. It may also be a matter of changing your diet, as it was for me, but that's a choice. Or it may just be a matter of falling in love. And the good news is there are many, 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 many ways to do that. You can fall in love with a new author, like I just did with Anthony Bourdain, or a new band, or a new filmmaker. Art is so great for this, both for the creator and the connoisseur. You don't have to be an artist to fall in love with a new piece of art, a new movie, a new book, a new painting. Some people are extremely athletic and always looking for the next new thing to get involved in, and they might move from biking to jogging to competing in triathlons like my dad did when I was growing up. Or they might be thrill seekers that fall in love with bungee jumping and then move on to skydiving and then rock climbing, scuba diving, fire walking, underwater basket weaving, or whatever else sparks their fancy one summer. And for me, it's all about books and food and movies and ideas. And I feel inspired by so many things that it is virtually impossible for me to get bored. And I mean that. My family collectively rolls their eyes at me every time I see them, and I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm for my latest obsession, because there's always a latest obsession. And they used to have the ability to make me feel bad about that, like I was somehow, you know, just a silly little fool spinning my wheels and going nowhere. But now I know that I wasn't just spinning my wheels. I was taking them out for a joyride, and I wasn't going nowhere. I was going everywhere. And I can feel myself geeking out with enthusiasm even in just talking about it now, and that really is the whole point. When you're really excited about something, be it a cool new experience or a great new relationship, your eyes are brighter, your posture is taller, and your senses come alive in a way that is truly magical and, I would say, young. People talk about this in terms of sex all the time. And if you're in a long-term monogamous relationship, you've got to be inventive to keep things fresh. And some people, some naughty people, use that as an excuse to cheat, which, in my opinion, is very aging to everyone involved. And others use it as an opportunity to get creative and spice things up with fun new positions, a change of scenery, and maybe even a silly costume or two. But when you think about it like that, in terms of keeping things interesting for the long haul, the person you are in the longest relationship with is yourself. And so wouldn't it stand to reason that keeping things fresh for you, for your experience of life, is of the utmost importance? I think so. My mom used to move the furniture around in our house every so often, and I'd come home from school one day, and the couch would be on the other side of the room, and this table would have been swapped out with that table. Maybe a new floral arrangement would be perking up the mantle. And I have to say that it really did bring a whole new feeling to our home. It just seemed to reawaken the possibilities and to help us see our house and even our lives in a whole new light. And this may be a little too off topic, but maybe not. I don't know. But I feel compelled to mention that I have never met a cat who is not deeply pleased by the appearance of a brand new box to explore or a fresh stack of paper to sit on. And we leave our wrapping paper all over the living room floor every Christmas morning for this very reason. And our cats love us for it. And they really love it when you move the furniture around, too. You know, they get to test out the new vantage points and sniff everything. And I guess change is particularly exciting for a housebound cat. I mean, how often do they get to get out? Never. Although my guys have a very nice backyard to roam around in, and that brings its own changes with the weather and strange new animals passing through. And again, that brings me back to the wheel of the year, which you know I love to talk about. Walking the wheel of the year and pausing every 6 weeks or so to acknowledge the changing seasons is a great way to keep things fresh. It gives you a moment to note the passing time and the changing landscape, and it gives you an awesome excuse to move the furniture around a bit or swap out some decor. Or if you're an outdoorsy type, it might be a good opportunity to plan some fun family outings for the upcoming snow or sunshine. And if you're eating a natural diet of whole seasonal foods, it's a wonderful time to bust out some new recipes and maybe surprise your family a little bit with something new and exciting, or just surprise yourself with something new and exciting. And I really, this actually ties in, for me anyway, with why I like to call myself a witch, because for me, the word witch is kind of an umbrella term for my super eclectic spirituality. And I have gone through many, many, many phases on my personal spiritual path in terms of, like, you know, the different new age things that I've gotten into. I was really into Eastern philosophy in my 20s. I was very interested in Buddhism. I had a brief flirtation with Hinduism, and I love yoga, both on and off the mat, like yoga as a way of life. I had a huge love affair with Taoism, which I still today, I carry that with me in my heart. Taoism goes beautifully with magic and with being witchy. And I just find, for me, that calling myself a witch kind of covers all this ground. You know, the phase that I went through when I first discovered, hey, I'm a pantheist. You know, I believe that the divine is in everything and everything is in the divine. And there's a word for that, and it's called pantheism. And then, you know, I was able to go through that phase and fully enjoy it. And it's a part of me now. It's a part of who I am. So is Taoism. So is yoga. So is Buddhism. So is a kind of progressive Christianity, even in a way, because I grew up with Christianity and I've learned to make friends with the things about it that I still can appreciate and enjoy. And I've just had many love affairs along my spiritual path. And I know, like many witchy people, they kind of will go through gods and goddesses, you know. It's like, oh, I'm working with Kali now, and I'm feeling Kali, and that is my patron goddess. And they think they're always going to be connected to Kali, you know. And they go through all this upheaval in their life. And then all of a sudden they turn a new leaf and they're feeling a bit softer, and maybe they find themselves drawn to a new goddess. Maybe they get into someone like Isis. I don't know. That just popped into my head. But you'll see people in the witchy community. I'm not really big myself on gods and goddesses and pantheons. I can appreciate them as archetypes. But even as archetypes that you're working with, you know, you'll see people move kind of from god to god and goddess to goddess, and they're excited every time. It's a process of falling in love, and that keeps it fresh and new, and it helps you to feel young and vibrant, and however you feel inside is being reflected all around you, and that's what other people are going to feel when they come in contact with you. I met an amazing woman named Pat years ago who was in her 70s, and she had gray hair. It was really pretty, long, straight gray hair and a beautiful yoga body. And she was, I guess, youthful looking to some degree, even though she had the gray hair and some wrinkles. But what made her, to me, seem absolutely youthful, and why I, in my early to mid-30s, could bond with this woman in her 70s was, she was enthusiastic about life. She just had a spark in her eye and a spring in her step, and she was super excited to introduce me to this new spiritual teacher that she was, you know, in love with. And we went to go check out this guy together, her teacher. And age was not a number in that situation. We had plenty of to talk about, and we could relate to each other. And she seemed just as young to me as my friends who are in their 20s and 30s, younger than some of them. And I'd also just like to mention the joy and youth-inducing pleasure of finding a new friend, especially as an adult, when new friends can sometimes be hard to come by. One of the greatest, and I truly mean this, one of the greatest love affairs of my life was not a romance. It was when I met Katie White in Mrs. Durrett's third grade combination class. And Katie and I had a kind of love at first sight, instant best friendship that had us basically connected at the hip all the way until high school. And when I met Katie, life really did seem to come alive in a whole new way for me. Things got a lot more fun and mischievous. We laughed and played and we dreamed together. Gosh, we shared so many dreams day after day and created this whole imaginary world that was all our own, complete with a very bad theme song. Of course, we were 8 and had ridiculous amounts of time and silliness on hand, but grown-up friends can do this for you, too. It can be really exciting to meet a new friend and to hit it off right away like that. I had that happen to me one other time when I was working out at Gold's Gym in Hollywood and met my friend Marlene. There was just some inexplicable X factor that drew us together, and I honestly can't imagine what my 20s would have been like without the thrill of meeting and getting to know this amazing, totally original character. And if you work from home like I do, classes and groups are great for meeting new friends. I don't belong to a church or a coven or any group of any kind. So Groupon is kind of my savior there. Yes, Groupon! I love Groupon for all the reasons that I'm talking about here. It is the perfect, and this is not a commercial for Groupon, by the way, although my brother-in-law does work for Groupon and is responsible for actually getting me hooked on it. But anyways, Groupon is the perfect excuse to take a new class and meet some new friends or to try out a new workout or restaurant. And believe me, I take full advantage of it. Last week, my husband and I, thanks to Groupon, got to try out Puerto Rican food and something called mofongo for the very first time. And we had to drive to a far-off corner of town to find this dinky little restaurant and have a completely strange but awesome experience. And we both came alive in a way that we hadn't together in quite a while. And we suddenly had something new to talk about, which is very important when you've been with someone 11-plus years like we had. We have something new to talk about and share, and we got to see each other with fresh eyes, deciding if we like this new taste and discussing, you know, the excitement of landing in an unfamiliar neighborhood. And I purposely avoided speaking too much about romantic love in this episode because I'm pretty sure we all know how exhilarating that kind of love can be, in the beginning especially. And I really just wanted to point out some of the other ways that you can fall in love with life again. And again, and again, and how that, at least in my experience, is the best way to stay young at heart. And that, to me, is the secret to eternal youth. And that is it for today, my friends. I did hear from a few of you last week about doing a call-in show, which I think might be fun and something new for us to do together. So I've got that bouncing around in the back of my mind, and it might just be a nice way to wrap up the summer or to maybe celebrate my 20th episode. I don't know. I'm still not sure what topic would be best for that kind of thing. Would you rather be able to call in with questions or to maybe share a bit of your own story on whatever the given topic is? And what topic would you most like to talk about? I know for sure that I'm restricted to a 30-minute time frame and 5 callers, so that right there just sets the tone already. And I also just checked the stats on Hippie Witch and noticed that the show I did on finding your soul's purpose is far and away the most popular to date. So maybe we could do a kind of follow-up on that. What do you think? Let me know. Maybe shoot me an email at joannadevoe@gmail.com or post a comment on my Facebook. Just don't leave me hanging here. This is a free show, and I am here to be of service. So, in a way, you're kind of the boss, and I want to, if not inspire, at least entertain you. So, otherwise, why tune in, right? Right. And I also just want to mention before I go that Lammas is in a couple of days, or Lunisod, Autumn Transition, Autumn Eve, whatever you choose to call it. And I hope that you will take some time to acknowledge this turning of the wheel and that you have a beautiful day. I will be back here next Tuesday at noon. The new time is noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to see what else I'm up to in the meantime, because I'm always up to something, you can find me at www.joannadevoe.com. Much love to you. Peace.